California wildfire chases thousands.
It's time to go.
Deadly Illinois storm.
The tent just picked up and blew.
Stepping up greenhouse gas cuts.
The biggest, most important step we've ever taken to combat climate change.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, more than 6,000 homes have been threatened by a huge wildfire north of San Francisco. It's a blaze that tripled in size over the weekend, fueled by dry weather and strong winds. Many people had little time to clear out.
Terrifying, but you just go and get everything you can, take care of your animals, and do what you can to get out of here.
And 24 homes and 26 other buildings have already been destroyed. Firefighter Steve Kaufman says it's been a tough battle.
We haven't seen fire really grow in that magnitude in that short of amount of time.
CBS's Carter Evans says the fire has been unpredictable.
The winds are so erratic that it changes direction so quickly, so they think they've got the fire blocked on one side and the wind changes and it heads a whole other direction.
This is one of 21 major wildfires burning now in California. More than 9,000 firefighters are working to contain them. Major fires are also a concern in Oregon and Washington State. One person was killed, more than a dozen were hurt when a festival tent collapsed during a powerful storm yesterday outside Chicago. Bella Salgado and others ran for cover.
The tent flew into the sky, and then the fence flew off, and then there was everybody on the floor, and we heard screaming and crying.
In Tampa, some stranded motorists are being rescued this morning. Heavy rain has caused flooding. Some homeowners are filling sandbags to try to hold off the water. Now to Memphis, where police are hunting for a man wanted for shooting and killing a police officer. Police Director Tony Armstrong says it was a case of a drug deal gone bad that allegedly led 29-year-old Tremaine Wilborn to struggle with and shoot Officer Sean Bolton.
To show you how senseless this is, we're talking about less than 2 grams of marijuana. You're talking about a misdemeanor citation. You're talking about a misdemeanor citation. We probably would not have even transported for that.
Now to North Carolina, where police tactics are at issue in a trial that opens today. CBS's Jim Krasula tells us it's the 2013 case of Charlotte police officer Randall Carrick.
The white policeman allegedly killed 24-year-old Jonathan Farrell as he ran toward police to ask for help after wrecking his car. Carrick, who claims self-defense, fired 12 shots, 10 of which hit Farrell.
No one was hurt. Damage was minor, but people who go to two churches in Las Cruces, New Mexico, are rattled after devices exploded outside the buildings 20 minutes apart yesterday morning. A Baptist church and a Catholic church were targeted. At one, services were going on inside. New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez calls it the act of a coward.
If your intention was to bring fear to those who worship, you have failed.
Police are trying to piece together if the blasts are related and what materials were used. Overseas, a second American is facing accusations over a deadly lion hunt. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Pittsburgh gynecologist Jan Seske, accused of killing a lion in Zimbabwe last April, apparently without a permit. To animal welfare advocate Jeff Flocken, it's barbarism.
The Scarecity City is helping to drive the killing of these creatures. It's not something to be proud of. It's not something to show pictures of standing behind dead animals. It's just seen these days as being perverse.
Perverse to some, but hunting permits help fill the purses of several struggling African economies. Flocken says some 600 lions are legally killed each year, two-thirds of them by Americans. Steve?
He's promised more action on climate change, and today President Obama will call on power plants to do more to cut greenhouse gas emissions. White House correspondent Pam Coulter joins us with more. Pam?
Steve, the final rule being unveiled today is tougher, requiring a 32% cut in carbon emissions by 2030, but it gives states an additional 2 years to get there. GOP-led states are threatening to ignore the plan, and court challenges are expected. Scott Siegel's with a group that represents energy companies.
I believe this rule is going to be very expensive.
Mark Morano with the website Climate Depot.
Jobs are going to become fewer.
EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy on the critics.
They are wrong.
The new emissions limits will cut an estimated 870 million tons of carbon pollution from the air, Steve.
Well, now to Capitol Hill, where video releases from an anti-abortion group have pushed funding for Planned Parenthood into the spotlight.
The undercover videos have outraged Republicans.
Defund Planned Parenthood.
But the organization claims it's the victim of an orchestrated smear campaign, California Democrat Barbara Boxer calls the GOP-led push to defund Planned Parenthood an ideological attack.
And it would put women's health and women's lives at risk.
Federal funding of abortion has been banned for nearly 40 years. This Senate measure would strip Planned Parenthood of the $500 million it gets for providing general health services. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A 9-year-old bat boy has died in Wichita. He was accidentally hit in the head Saturday by a batter's follow-through swing near the on-deck circle during a National Baseball Congress World Series game. The child was wearing a helmet. An umpire, also a paramedic, treated him. Plenty of kids are picky eaters, but for some, there may be more to it than just food. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnato.
Carrie Schaefer's son Jake wasn't even a toddler when he started refusing certain foods, turned off by textures and smells. What's Jake picky about?
Oh, boy. Jake doesn't eat much. He is eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch at school every day from kindergarten to seventh grade.
A new study of selective eating finds
about 20% of children had moderate to severe levels.
And Duke psychologist Bill Copeland says they have significantly more depression and anxiety.
This is a marker that they're going to have more emotional problems down the road.
Jake has ADD, and his parents, both doctors themselves, have had their hands full.
The medication side effect is decreased appetite. Now we're in a catch-22.
This study in pediatrics. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
A literary journal is publishing a previously unreleased work from F. Scott Fitzgerald. It's called Temperature, written in 1939, a year before the man who wrote The Great Gatsby died. The story mirrors his at the end, a tale of failure and declining health. American Pharoah was back on the track yesterday for the first time since winning horse racing's Triple Crown.
And it's American Pharoah, and he is all by himself!
Easily winning the Haskell Invitational in New Jersey on NBC. A just-released report by the Association of American Medical Colleges looks into why so few black men appear interested in becoming doctors. CBS's Allison Keyes.
There were fewer African-American men trying to get into med school in 2014 than there were in 1978. And the association's Mark DeVay says part of the problem is that many are in poorly performing schools.
We can't rely on our local K-12 educational systems alone.
The association's report finds that it would help if more doctors mentored black men and if leaders in academic medicine worked harder to improve opportunities for African-American men. DeVay says it will take a team effort to solve the problem. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
A cross-country trip for a hitchhiking robot never got beyond the East Coast. The robot met its end in Philadelphia. Someone there damaged it over the weekend, ending the social experiment. One of the Canadian researchers behind it says he hopes young fans aren't too disappointed. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.